94.9, The River, Music First with Ken Bass and Deb Corson. That's Collective Soul. It's just about 8:30. It's a Monday morning. And it is time for the virus-free River Morning Report.
Yep. 8:30 report. All ready to serve up here. 33 degrees at the studios and 36 at Harris Ranch. Well, neighborhood apps and the Nextdoor app were filled with questions last night about a super fast red object moving across the sky around 8 o'clock. And then maybe it also turned blue.
Oh, other colors?
Probably another meteor. Because yeah, we had one, I think, the week before.
Mm-hmm.
But the speculation comments are always entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
Boise Rescue Mission Canned Food Drive is this month. And the Can Castle Contest is on again. Gather up your donations and build the castle. Stack the cans, submit the photos, and people will vote on a winner next month. And the winner gets the Golden Can Trophy.
Ooh.
All sponsored by Albertsons. Now, Ward Hooper's store in downtown Boise, if you haven't perused his collection lately, he just brought in a haul of vintage varsity jackets, and some of these are from local schools.
Oh, wow.
Available for purchase beginning today. There's a Finders Keepers game that starts this week in Boise called Hunt for the Key. You have to buy a ticket to receive clues, and the first person to find the key will win cash.
Yeah.
The ticket is $20.
Oh?
Yes.
So I won't be buying one?
It's a big Lucky Charms-looking key for St. Patrick's Day.
What? Does this benefit anything?
I don't have any more details than that. I checked out the website to see how much the ticket was because it looks kind of fascinating and it will get you out of the house.
Okay.
The Polaroid company is selling a new type of camera. It's actually a 3D. It looks more like a pen,
mm-hmm,
and it prints candy.
Oh, what? Go back. A new type of camera.
From the Polaroid company.
That prints candy?
Yes. Six colors and flavors, sugar-free. The pen and four candy cartridges cost $50.
So it's not really a camera.
I saw it. And I saw candy coming out of it.
What kind of candy? Like hard candy or something?
Yeah. I think it hardens after you print it with your Polaroid pen. All right.
Wait, let me take your picture. What?
And then you're like, you have a candy face. All right. A moment in history for this brand.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Okay, these are graham cracker Kit Kats.
Yeah.
It's a whole wheat cookie, and it's debuted in Japan. It will come to the United States. They don't call them a graham cracker, but
No. They
taste a little bit like that, and they are just a little bit healthier. Okay, so the thousands of flavors of Kit Kats, you know that, right?
Oh, yeah. I poo-pooed Kit Kats.
I know,
so much.
You did, right?
My daughter loves Kit Kats.
I endured it.
My daughter loves Kit Kats. She'd be the Kit Kat person in the house until I discovered the mocha chocolate ones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
So the difference here is they're changing the cookie part, which they haven't done in 70 years for this new healthier cookie part.
Wow.
Yeah.
Healthy and cookie together.
The Perrier company is getting into energy drinks, saying theirs is made with plant-based caffeine.
What?
Does caffeine come other than plants?
You can eat plants with caffeine in them?
No artificial sweeteners. Each can has about the same amount of caffeine as a small cup of coffee. And somehow this marketing campaign is aligned with, if you drink this, you will look younger.
What?
But then I looked at some of their previous campaigns, and I don't even remember this one. Perrier, the original spark.
I feel golden. I feel like glitter on my shoulders. I feel golden. I feel like, oh.
No?
No. Doesn't ring a bell.
She said glitter.
That's
why I liked it. Okay, our favorite cheese, our most favorite cheese in the United States is cheddar. 20% of people say that's their favorite cheese. The second place for the most favorite cheese is American cheese, which some people argue is not cheese.
It's a cheese food.
A cheese product.
Yeah.
Followed by mozzarella, Swiss, pepper jack, and Colby Jack. With this note that Colby Jack and Monterey Jack are the same thing.
They are?
They are?
I had no idea.
Me neither.
Huh.
Smaller fans for provolone, blue cheese, gouda, parmesan, brie, and feta. The least loved cheese is ricotta. Is it cheese?
Ricotta? It's great for lasagna. I don't know. Now, Colby Jack, Monterey Jack is always a little peppery, right? Am I thinking right?
I don't know. I'm
Colby
just
Jack is not.
This whole story, that's the thing I'm most surprised about.
I'm surprised you could even do this story with salivating so much just talking about cheese.
I love it. Okay, and one more thing here.
Okay.
A report about the top stolen items in supermarkets.
Yeah.
The thing that is most likely to be stolen in a supermarket now is cheese.
Strange how that worked out.
Well, and
what kind of cheese was most stolen?
The pricey stuff.
Oh, the pricey stuff.
Yeah. There is a whole black market in the cheese world. There's probably like cheese gangsters and everything. Cheese mafia.
I remember hearing this in the old movies. Cheese it, the cops.
Okay. They like to steal Parmesan. One giant wheel is worth $500.
Holy cow. All right, that's been your virus-free but not cheese-free River Morning Report. We're going to go ahead and take a look at your TDS Fiber traffic now, brought to you by Roping.